Would You See What Sin Is? By J.R. Miller. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5. There is a picture which represents the after scenes on that day of the crucifixion. It is all over. The crowds have gone away. The evening sun is shining out again on Calvary. The body of the Savior has been borne to the sepulcher. The cross has been taken down and lies on the ground. A company of little children, bright with the glow of childhood's innocence, led to the place by accident or curiosity, are seen bending over the signs of the day's terrible work. One of the children holds in his hand a nail, which a little time before had pierced a hand or a foot of the patient sufferer, and stands spellbound with horror as he gazes at it. His gentle heart is shocked at sin's dreadful work. On all the children's faces, the same expression of horror is depicted. No one with pure and gentle heart can ever look at the death of Christ on the cross with any but feelings of amazement and horror at sin's awfulness. It was sin that nailed Jesus on the cross. It was sin that wreathed the circlet of thorns for his brow. We say the Jews crucified Christ, yes, but we helped to do it. Our sins drove the nails. Would you see what sin is? Stand by the cross and ponder its terrible work there in the death of the Redeemer. See what it cost the Lamb of God to take away sin.